Okay, Sean, we're both side today's stuff is Shab stuff Nun Gimel. We are holding at the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Again, we're in the fifth parak, which is basically primarily talking about animals going out on Shabbos. We know that animals are not allowed to do malacha for you on Shabbos, and Hotzah is certainly one of those malachos. So the question is, what can animals wear when going to Rishus HaRabim? Something that is, intrinsic and necessary to the animal is allowed, but something that is either, that's not necessary for the animal, so that is also, we've been talking about different types of restraints, maybe some sort of reins, or some sort of, they call it a halter, the thing that goes around the horse's nose, or face, nose rings. So the Gemara continues here, the Mishnah talks about another type of item, and whether it's mutter for an animal to go out on Shabbos. It says, Chamor yotzei b'merdas, a donkey is allowed to go out with a merdas. Merdas is, if you've ever ridden a horse, and I'm allergic, so I don't do it often, but basically under the saddle they have this type of cloth type thing, so that the saddle is comfortable. So the merdas is that's what this cloth is. So a donkey is allowed to go out with this cloth, Bizmanshi Kishura Bo, as long as it is tied onto it, meaning it's what we had said before, that if an item is loose, so we're concerned that it'll fall off the animal and you'll pick it up and you'll walk down the Amis versus Sarabim. So as long as this cloth is tied onto the donkey, so he's allowed to go outside with it. Zecharim, and the reference is to male, as you'll see in a second, male sheep, so I guess rams. Yotzin Levuvin, they're allowed to go out with Levuvin. You'll see what the Gemara will talk about what that is. Rechelos, female sheep. Yotzos, Shechozos, Kavolos, Ukvonos. Also, the Gemara will talk about exactly what those things are. Those are different types of knots, or really different types of descriptions of how the item is tied onto the animal. Ha'izim, goats, Yotzos, Pitzroros. And goats can go out when they are tied. This means if their udders are tied. And Rashi writes that dehem tsroros pamim liyavish, and sometimes they would tie the udders, really means tie a piece of cloth or a sack or a pouch underneath the udders, sometimes to dry them out and sometimes to catch any moisture that would come out. But okay, the goats can go out with these type of sacks underneath their udders. Fine. Rabbi Yossi Oser Kula. Rabbi Yossi says actually all of those are Oser Chutz Min Harechelim HaKavonos, except for the female sheep that go out if it's Kavonos, if it's tied, if it's, and we'll see exactly that one is. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Izim Yotzes Tzoros LiYavesh Avalolachalov. And Rabbi Yehuda says when you have those the pouch around the udders of a goat, so that's only to dry out the udders, but not for the milk, and not to catch the milk, and that will be usher. And right, Rashi says because it may get heavy and it may fall off. Right, when the milk drips into it, it may fall off, and then you'll have to carry it. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says on the Gemara. Here we go. V'ushek shur lo merev Shabbos. When we say that a donkey is allowed to go out with that cloth on top of him, so that's all as long as it was tied on erev Shabbos. You can't do that on Shabbos. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, "Masnizin nami deka." It makes sense from the language of the Mishnah, the Gatani, like we learned in the Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? This is actually the next Mishnah, in which we're going to get to. What daf is it on? Nun Dalet Amud Beis. So that's, I guess, tomorrow, maybe 2 days. We'll see. Right, because the language there says, "Ena chamor yotzei b'merdas b'zman she'ein k'shiralo." The donkey's not allowed to go out if you have that cloth on it, if it's not tied. So, hey chidami, what's the case in that Mishnah? Elei mashe'ein k'shiralo klal, if it's not tied at all, so pshita, obviously, dilma nafalei ve'asi le'asuye. Right, maybe it'll fall, and you'll end up carrying it. Elav must be she'ein k'shiralo b'erev Shabbos. It must be where it wasn't tied in Erev Shabbos. Right, implying, Michlal, that implies the Reisha Kshura on Erev Shabbos, that the first part of the Mishnah, i.e. our Mishnah, is where it was tied on Erev Shabbos, and therefore, that's what Shmuel said, that this cloth that you put on top of the donkey has to be tied on Erev Shabbos, Shema Mina. Okay, that we learned from that, that's true. Tanya Mihachi, we also learned that a Braisa, Chamor Yotzei B'Merdas, Bismanchik Shurlo Merib Shabbos, okay, same halacha. Velo be'ukaf, but he can't go out with a saddle. Afal pishek Shurlo Merib Shabbos, even if the saddle was tied for Merib Shabbos. So according to the Tanakhama, the saddle is unnecessary. A saddle is, you know, it's as if you're ready to load up a load on the donkey, and that is not okay. Okay, we'll see in a second. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Af bukaf. No, a saddle is okay. Bizman shekshur lo Erev Shabbos, if you tied it Erev Shabbos. Ubilvan shel yikshur lo masrichon. As long as you don't tie the stuff that goes around the front of the donkey, meaning as long as you don't tie it really tight onto the donkey, because that already looks like you're going to load up the donkey with some packages and stuff, right? If it's the saddle is really, really tight, it looks like you're about to load it. And as long as you don't tie it behind its tail, also because it looks like you're going to load it up, and that's right. That's not okay. And that's Rashi says. Etc. Right, we don't when it goes up for when it goes up mountains, etc. So we don't want you to load up the donkey as if you're going to start carrying stuff. Okay. Boy mina Rav Asi bar Nosson Rav Yechiya bar Asi bar Rav Ashi. Ma'uliti mardas lagabi chamor b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to put the cloth on a donkey on Shabbos? Meaning, forget going out in Hotzah. Are you allowed to put it on? Rashi says, fascinating, that a donkey, meaning to keep it from getting cold. Right, it's cold. Are you allowed to put this cloth on the donkey in your on your own property? Forget your Hotzah. Right, lo latzeis, Rashi says. So are you allowed to just put it on him? So Amarlei, Rashi said back to him, it's mutter, right? It's mutter to do so. And we'll talk about why exactly. Amarlei, Rav Asi said back to him, Mechima ben Zelukaf, what's the difference between that and the saddle? Right, we said before, we're going to see in a second, that a saddle is no good. You're not allowed to put a saddle on. So Ishtik, so Mechima bar Ashi didn't say anything. So Esrei, so Rav Asi said back to him, 1 second, I'll ask you a question. Meaning, do you agree that it's mutter? He assumed that he meant it was mutter. He didn't say anything because he thought that it was. Rav Asi assumed that Rabbi Chiya was saying that it was mutter. So Esrei asked him a question. Ukafa shal gabi chamor, the saddle on a donkey. Lo yitel talana biyado. You're not allowed to take it off with your hand. And the molichu mevi abachatzer. But you can walk the donkey in to your own property and then take it off. Not exactly. Vunofel me elav, and it falls off by itself. So ashta lital amarta lo, right? You're not allowed to actually take the saddle la'niach mivaya. So it's definitely not mutter to put it back on. So amarle Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Zera said to him, Karabi Sfirale. No, Rabbi Zera said to Rav Asi. Oh, sorry, Shvake. Skip the word. Leave him alone. Karabi Sfirale. He holds like his Rabbi. The Amar Rabbi Chiya Barashi Amarav. He holds said the name of Rav. Tolden Traskal the Behemoth B'Shabbos. You're allowed to hang. Tolden means to hang, and a Traskal is Rashi says Sal Malei Seorim is a basket with food or barley. Tolden Lava Tzavara that you hang around the neck of the donkey. Upia Nosin Latocho, right? You sticks his mouth in it Veochelas and it eats. V'Tanuk Ba'almahu, and it's just a pleasure for the donkey, meaning it's an extra added Tanuk. Shalot Titrach. So it shouldn't need to go and bend all the way down to the ground, right? You're doing him a favor almost and letting the food come to him. But otherwise the donkey would have to eat from the ground, so you're letting him not strain his neck as much. So it is mutter to hang this bag of feed on the animal. Certainly, therefore, you're allowed to put the cloth on top of him. Because kavachomer. Mahasam Misham Tanuk Shari, if you're telling me, right, this bag is so that the animal will enjoy itself a little better, right? Won't stress as much. It's for Tanuk, it's quote, I guess, pleasure. Hacha Misham Tsar Lokosh again. Certainly, if you're putting the cloth on the animal because it's cold, so certainly that is going to be mutter. Because it's cold is, Tsar is pain. So certainly to stop the animal from being in pain, so then it's mutter. So Shmuel says no, but Shmuel disagrees with Rav. Merdas mutter traskal osir. That no, the cloth is mutter, but the bag to eat is osir. So he doesn't hold this kal v'chomer. And also Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Amara the Shmuel the Rav came to Shmuel and Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef said this sheet of Rav that is mutter to put the feed the bag hanging for the donkey's neck on Shabbos. Amar Lei Yachi Amar Abba. if this is what Abba said, meaning it was a word of, it wasn't actually his father, but it, you know, gave him kavod. If this is what Abba said, lo yada b'mili de Shabbos al lul klal. He doesn't know anything about Elchus Shabbos. Sheesh. Kiselik Rabbi Zera, when Rabbi Zera, you know, came there to Israel, so Ashkechid Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes de Yosef Kamarle Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. He found Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Nosn in Mardas, like Abba Yechamar b'Shabbos, you can put this cloth on the donkey on Shabbos. So Amalei, so Rabbi Zera said to him, Yasher, Yashikoyach, that's correct. V'chein targama Aryoch v'Bavel. So too, Shmuel, well, we'll see, Aryoch is Shmuel. V'Aryoch Manu, who's that? Shmuel. Shmuel already said in Bavel. V'Rav Nami Amro, one second, but Rav also holds his mother to put the mardas, the cloth, on you know, on a donkey on Shabbos. So Ella, Shame, Dehava Messiah Bey. So you heard that he finished, meaning what did he say? The ain't tolling trout's called Shabbos, but you're not allowed to put the bag of feed around the donkey's neck on Shabbos, and that's Shmuel Shita, not Rav, and therefore Amar LaYasher V'chein Targuma Aryoch B'Bavel. That's why he said, oh, Shkoyach, Shmuel holds like this in Bavel. Okay, the Gemara says, one second, the Gemara says, the Kuli Alma Mias Mardas Mutter. So the Maisa, everybody holds its mother to put this cloth on the donkey. So Maishnami Ukaf. So why is that different from a saddle, right? As we mentioned, that it's usher to put the saddle on. So Gemara says, "Shani Hasam," it's the saddle is different. The efshar the nafal b'meila, because the saddle can fall off by itself, right? And we said you're not allowed to carry something that may fall off, right? So presumably this cloth is tighter and it's not going to fall off. If Papa Amar, if Papa says no, because kan l'chamama kan l'tzanana. The case of the cloth is to warm up the donkey. But the saddle, when you remove the saddle, that's going to make the donkey cooler. And l'chamama is leitzara. And when you're trying to warm him up, the donkey is cold, so that's because the donkey is in pain. But l'tzara, but to cool it off, left leitzara. It's not, the donkey apparently doesn't suffer so much when it is hot. So to cool it off by taking off the saddle, so that's not really helping him with his tzara. V'ayinu demri inshi, this is what the people say, chamara afilu b'tkufas tamuz krirale. That donkey is even cold in the summer. But I'm not sure exactly, you know, the physical, you know, reality. I obviously have no idea what the deal is with donkeys. But apparently, donkeys, says Rashi, that in a couple places here on the Daf, and the Gemara says that a donkey is always kind of cold, also always kind of chilly. And so, therefore, taking the saddle off when it's quote unquote hot is not necessarily such a benefit. Okay, fine. So again, just again, now we switch gears a little bit. Shmuel again said that it's mutter to put the cloth on the donkey on Shabbos, the mardas, but it's usser to hang the bag from its mouth, because that's, you know, that's already a tainug, that's already a pleasure, that's not helping its tsar. I mean, something to help the donkey's tsar is mutter, but something just to kind of like pamper the donkey a little bit, that's going to be usher. So the Gemara says, "Meisvei." One second. Lo yetei asus beznav shul v'lo bezaharhuris shebein enough. A horse cannot go out with a foxtail or any decoration between its eyes. A foxtail was, Rashi says, to ward off the ayin, right? Shelo yishlopo ayin, against negative yitzharah. And zaharhuris, he says, lanoi, some sort of decoration. So a horse is not allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. Lo yitzah azav b'kis shalo. Azav is not allowed to go out around with its, right, again, just because it's unnecessary for the horse to wear that on Shabbos, right? It's not part of anything the horse needs. Lo yitzah azav b'kis shalo. Azav is not allowed to go out with his pouch. Or again, we said sometimes azav will put a pouch around his private area to catch any zav, to check if he has any emissions. Okay. Velo yitzah b'kis shemadadehim. And a goat is not allowed to go out with a pouch around their udders. V'lo para b'chasam b'piyah, and a cow is not allowed to go out with it with a muzzle. V'lo sayachim b'teraskalim, and sheva piyah m'rishizaradim, and these young horses are not allowed to go out with the bags of food around their mouths into rishizaradim. V'lo behema b'sandal shabaragleah, and an animal is not allowed to go out with a horseshoe. V'lo b'kamea afal pishu mumcha, and not with a kamea. Kamea, Rashi says here, fascinating, and we're going to see in the Gemara in about 10 or so blot, or maybe a little bit less, that a kameh is something that they used to use for refuah. That's some sort of decoration, some sort of amulet, I guess, to bring about refuah on an animal, even though shu mumcha, even though a doctor was the person who did this, who prescribed this thing, and apparently it works, it's still not mutter. We're going to see, because refuah is usar and Shabbos, because you may come to grind some. Back in the day, the way they made medicine was to grind stuff, grind up seeds and whatever. So that's usar and Shabbos. That's tochein. That's one of the malachos. So Chazal were gozer. You're not allowed to do any refuah. Because you may come to grind. So that's already this come out. An animal's not allowed to go out with this refuah type thing. And this is how an animal is more machmir somehow than a person. The Gemara is going to explain exactly on what line that's going. But an animal can go out with a bandage, or a band-aid, some sort of cover on its wound. Shal gabe shever, and if he has a broken leg, so it can go out with a splint. Uvishilya hamudu lelespa, and if for whatever reason the placenta comes out of an animal, so that's okay. It's not considered separate from the animal's body. It's part of the animal's body, and it's fine. Upokin lazug batzavara, and you have to make sure there's no bell ringing around its neck. Umitayel simon bechatzer, and you can walk around with the animal in a chatzer. Because once you stuff up the bell, so then you can walk around even in your own courtyard. It's not an issue of yotzhotza, but people are going to think that the bell obviously is not mutter on Shabbos. Okay, Rashi says I got that. Where is that Rashi? Is that Rashi here? The bell was where they put a bell around an animal's neck to make it more attractive to buyers. It doesn't say that here. Okay, fine. Okay, maybe it says it later. Katani Mias, however, meaning the point that we're trying to bring by this brisa is Vlo Sayachim Betraskal and Shivapi and the Shizir Abin. These young horses, what's a young horse? I forget the word. A colt. These colts are not allowed to go out with the food around their necks into a Shizir Abin. So the Shizir Abin Mudalo, Habachatzir Shabadami. But apparently that implies that you can do it. In your own chatzer. My love, begdolim, is that not referring to older horses, older colts? When we shum tanug, because it's a spitz for them that they don't have to stick their neck all the way down to the ground. You see that here for a tanug is mutter. You're allowed to do a tanug for an animal and not just relieve them of their tzar. The Gemara says lo. No, the case is biktanug, where they're young. It's really painful. It's very hard for them, apparently, to go all the way down and get the food on the ground. So it's much. It is actually relieving some of their tzar to put the food bag around their necks. Deganami. It also makes sense for the brisa. The katani comes with the brisa. The brisa says dumya the kamea. Right. We taught all of these things. And one of them was the kamea, and just like the kamea is to heal an animal, right, to help it with its tzar. So all these other things in the Brisa Mestama are also to help the animal with its tzar and Shema Minah. Therefore, we learn that that is mutter to do on Shabbos. Okay. Excuse me. Amar Mar. We learned in a Brisa. A Rav said in a Brisa. V'lo b'kamea aval pishu mumche. Right, you're not allowed to go out with this kamea. Right, the animal's not allowed to go out to Shisra Abim with this kamea. Ay, v'anan t'nai. We learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is on Samach Amar Aleph. V'lo b'kamea she'no mumche. You're not allowed to go out with a kamea from a person who's not a mumcha, from someone who's not a experienced doctor. Ha mumcha shaper dami, but if it is a mumcha, so then it's mutter. So Gemara says, hachanami shenu mumcha. So too here, the Braisa is talking about a case where it's not a mumcha. Gemara says, the language of the text says, v'afal pishu mumcha katani. Our Braisa said that the kamea, the amulet, the healing thing of Babab, is from someone who knows what he's doing. The Gemara says, you're right. The case here is he's a doctor for people, but not a doctor for animals. So Gemara says, is there such a thing? Does that actually work? Is that true? If you know medicine for people, not you don't know for animals? So Gemara says, sure. Because a person who has mazel, Rashi says over here, mazle, malach shalo, meili talav, fascinating, getting a little spiritual here, that a person has a malach, a guardian angel, and therefore the refuah of a person is easier, quote unquote, than the refuah of an animal, because behema, the less le mazal, the lo mazal, the behema doesn't have any mazal to help him out. So if that's true, that it's that it, if that's true that it's easier to do refuah on a person than an animal, so what is the end of the brisa when it says that an animal is more machmir than a person? Refuah should be the same. It should be the same halacha for an animal and a person. Meaning, as long as what is that? Ma'izachomer. Rashi says Adam namilo nafik, el bekamei mumchal Adam. Meaning, the halacha should be the same that a person should only be able to go out with a kamea that from a mumcha, from a doctor, from a people doctor. Right, just like an animal can go out with a kamea from a veterinarian, so a person also should only have to be able to go out with a kamea from an actual doctor. So Gemara says no, that phrase is not going on the whole amulet thing. Misar is a kamea koi. No, it's not talking about the kamea. A sandal koi. It's referring to a shoe, meaning a person's allowed to go out wearing shoes, but an animal, horseshoes, is unnecessary. But again, Rashi says that, right. It's not a horseshoe that that is nailed into the shoe of the horse, right? It's a type of thing that may fall off, and you may come to carry it, daladamas versus a rabbit. Okay. Toshma, let's bring a proof. We've been talking about that you're allowed to do malacha for an animal to relieve its tsar. So Toshma, one second. Hold on, we're in a brisa. Sakin umefarkasin la'adam. You're allowed to anoint oil. Umefarkasin, you're allowed to take off a scab for a person. V'ein sakin umefarkasin la'adam, but you're not allowed to do that for an animal. So Gemara says, my lav dikamaka, is that not talking about a case where it still has a wound? And you're trying to help the tsar, the pain of the animal. So Gemara says, lo, Gemara Maka. No, here are the cases where everything is healed, there's no more wound, but there just happens to be a scab, and we shouldn't tano again. It'll make the animal feel a little better, and make it feel good, but that's for tano, not for tsar, and therefore it's still mutter to do something for an animal if it's in pain. So Toshma, hold on, we learned that Brysa. If an animal has a lot of blood, right, he's having some issue with his blood, you can't bring it to water so that it'll cool off. But Adam Shachsodam, if a person has that same machla, you can put him into water so that he will cool off. What is the issue here? I think it's right, because I think you're doing a lot of effort. I think it's a lot of effort to bring the animal down to the river. I forget here, Rashi doesn't say. Rashi doesn't say, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's not because of refuah here. It's because it's a lot of effort to get an animal into a pool of water. But a person can just kind of dip into the pool of water, and it's not a problem. Meaning, it's not mutter to exert yourself. You have to go for a run on Shabbos. That's already not covered Shabbos. Maybe it could be other issues as well. So the same thing for an animal. You're not allowed to exert yourself to bring the animal down to the water. But a person who has that issue, so you can just kind of like dip in the water, and it's fine. But anyway, we see that it's mutter. Right? It's also to do this for an animal, right? What do you mean? You're alleviating its tsar. Why can't you do this? Because you may come to grind some medicine, and that's, we said before, that's the gzera of refuah. Oh, so I guess it is an issue of refuah. Alright, forget what I just said. So it is an issue of refuah that you may come to grind the medicine if you do this procedure for an animal who's in pain. So ihachi adam nami, so too. That's true, so it's also for a person. So the Gemara says, no, Adam nira kamekar. A person who goes into a body of water just looks like he's cooling off. So that seems to be true of an animal also. It's a hot day, he's going into the water. What's the big deal? So the Gemara says, ein mekar la behema, an animal does not really cool off so much. It's not, that Rashi says it's not so common. Ein derech lahaker behema. Right, everybody's going to see this, they're going to know it's for refuah, and therefore it's usher on Shabbos. People may think that refuah is mutter. Okay, hold on one second. Okay, sorry about that. It was windy and I had to close the door. Anyway, Okay, so it says, ask the Gemara, for the behema migas rina, do we really make a gzera when you're talking about an animal, right? You're going to lead an animal to the water, then you're going to end up, you know, crushing these spices. People are going to think that refuah is mutter. We don't really usually make gzeras for animal cases. Fatanya comes with Linda Braisa. Haiso amedes chutz l'tchum. If the animal is outside the tchum Shabbos, right, you have 2,000 amas to go on Shabbos. Let's say the animal is outside the tchum. Kori la v'hiba. You can call to it so that it'll come. Right, and we don't. You're not allowed to go walk and get it, but you can call it to the animal. The locus you're not doing. We don't make exera that you may go and walk and bring the animal back. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, in that case is where the animal's tchum is swallowed up by your tchum, because we're not concerned that you're going to go outside the tchum because your tchum is larger than the animal's tchum. In general, an animal's tchum is based on your tchum, right? An animal doesn't have its own kind of status. But it's not the case over here. Is that Rashi? Yeah, the Rashi says that you gave it to a shepherd. And so the shepherd is koveya, his tchum. Tchum Shabbos, he has 2,000 amos, but your tchum that you were, you know, your tchum for some reason extends longer, right? You were in a different place when Shabbos started, so your 2,000 amos extends a little bit farther. So we're not concerned that you're going to go out and out of your tchum to get the animal because it's out of its tchum, but it's not out of your tchum, and there's no concern. Okay. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak says, "Shchikas samamonim gufa tznahi." Right. This whole concept of maybe you'll come to grind spices for refuah in and of itself is a machlokes tanaim. Right. Whether you're gonna learn that from animals. The Tanya like we learned in a brisa, behema she'achla karshinim. If an animal has eaten too much food. I'm not sure what food karshinim is, but Rashi says harbe, a lot. And because it ate too much, it got sick. So lo yiritzena bechotzer b'shvil tisrape. You're not allowed to let it run around your courtyard so that it'll, you know, kind of feel better, right? It'll kind of like alleviate its pain, its stomachache. Ravoshia mutter, but Ravoshia says it's mutter. Right? Mustamel lachokis is whether we're going to end up doing refuah because of this animal. Or you may come to think that refuah is mutter, and Darash Rabba halach kravoshia, and the halacha is that it is actually mutter to do this on Shabbos. Okay. Amar Mar, lo yitze hazav bekis shalo. Hazav is not allowed to go out with a pouch around his private area, right? We mentioned before that maybe to catch any emissions, to see whether he's clean, etc., etc. Lo izin bekis shavadadayim, and goats are not allowed to go out with a pouch around their udders. Gemara says, Vatanya, yotos izin bekas b'shavadadayim. Bryce says that these goats are allowed to go out with these pouches. Some Rav Yehuda, lo kasha, no problem. Ha demihadak, ha lo mihadak. The first one, the second one, which is mutter, it's tight. It's tighter on the others. It's not going to come to fall off, and therefore you're not going to end up carrying it. Daladamas for sarabim. But when it's aser, is when it's not tight, and therefore it's loose, and therefore you may come to carry it, and therefore it's aser. Rav Yosef says, no, that's not a good answer. Tanai shekalta me alma. Did you you left all the tanaim? Right, tanaihi. It's a machlokes tanaim. You don't need to come on to hecha timtze to explain the two brises. It's actually machlokes tanaim. You just say one brise is like this guy, one brise is like that guy. That's not like with under the Mishnah. Ha'izim yotzos tsroros. The goats are allowed to go out with their others tied. Rabbi Yosef Omer bekulan chutz mirachelus hakavonos. And Rabbi Yosef says it's aser. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Omer izim yotzos tsroros liyavesh. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to go out if the pouch is for drying out their udders. Again, I'm not sure how that works, but I'm not a shepherd. Okay. Avalola chalov, but not if you're trying to collect the milk with this pouch. Okay, so you see it's a machogas tanaim, you don't want to different echotimsis. Viboy sema, or you could have another way to resolve the steer and brises. Havaha Rabbi Yehuda. Both of them hold, are like Rabbi Yehuda. Velokasha kan liyavish kan lechalov. Right, we see that Rabbi Yehuda says it's a different, if the pouch has a different purpose, so that depends, that determines whether it's mutter or alter. So therefore, in the brisa that said it was mutter, that's because the pouch was to dry up the udders, and when it was usher, it was because it was to collect the milk. Okay, Tanya learned in the brisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, "Maisa beizim base antochia." Right, it was the goats in antochia. Shayuda deim gasim, really fat udders. V'asu lahem kisim kadei shalis sartu dadehem, and they made pouches for their udders so that they wouldn't get scratched. So apparently you see that was mutter. And this, again, that was in the stomach, that was for tsar, for the animal, so they wouldn't get hurt. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. Fascinating, fascinating, miraculous story. Maisa ve'echad shemesa ishto, Rechmana Litzlan, there was a person who had his wife die. V'nichol ben linok. And he had a kid. He had a baby that needed to be nursed. V'lo hayalo schar minika litain. He didn't have any money to pay anybody to nurse the baby. Nasalo nes, a miracle happened. A miracle happened for him. V'niftiku lo dadim kishnei dadi isha. And he grew breasts. V'henik espino. And he nursed his son. Fascinating, fascinating Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, "Borei kama gadol emzek." See how great, what a tzaddik this guy was. Shenas alone is kazet because he got such a miracle. Amar Abaye, Abaye said to him, "No, other Rav, no. Kama gerua emzek. How lousy was this guy? Shenishtana lo sidri bereishis, because the whole concept of the creation of bereishis, ma'aseh bereishis was changed for him. Right, Kosh Baruch Hu didn't right because what was the obvious fix? Yeah, the obvious fix was to give him Parnassa, right? Kosh Baruch Hu could have done a nace. You know, as Rashi says, first white line, Vlo Ivra Mazoni, is that the right one? Vlo Ivra Mazoni? Alright, that's in the next one. But Lamaisa, meaning Kosh Baruch Hu could have given him Parnassa, right? He wasn't Zocha to get Parnassa. Yeah, that would have been much easier, right? So Kosh Baruch Hu had to kind of change the whole Bria. Oh, that's Rashi. The three lines up. Sheneishtanu alav, right? V'lo zocha lipotech lo shari schar. The schar, the parnasa wasn't, the gates of parnasa were not open for him. So you see that, you know, the Aikirikach, Kosh Baruch had to change my separatius because this person was not zocha to have a better parnasa. So Amar Rav Yehuda, that was Abaye's critique. I'm Rav Yosef. Borei kama kashim mizono sofer shal adam. Right, Rav Yehuda said, look at this story. See how difficult for a person to get parnasa. Right, shenishtanu alav sikur b'reishis, that a Kosh Baruch Hu, before he would change the parnasa, Kosh Baruch Hu decided to change the ma'aseh b'reishis instead. So I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Teda, you should know that this is true. The masrachas nisha v'lo ibdu mizane. Right, that miracles happen. Kosh Baruch Hu did this nace, but he didn't make food. He didn't just create food. He could have done a nace that to make, I don't know, to make him richer. Right? Rashi says, "V'lo ivru mizone, if it ain't nace zeh rogil, she ivru mizone sa tzadikim bebeisam. She im tzuchitim gedilim be'or tzorosayim." I'm not saying this guy must have had something. He must have had a field. Right? Kosh Baruch Hu could have just multiplied the harvest or you know, made a better grain or made a better crop, give him more parnasa. See, Kosh Baruch Hu didn't do that. So you see how difficult it is for a person to make a parnasa. Once he goes there to have a certain level. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Maisa Ba'ad HaMechad, another story. Shanasa Isha Gidemis. That he married a woman whose Rachman al Tzlan had lost a limb. Rashi writes, Yada Katua, her hand was cut off. Below Hikir Ba Ayom Mosa. He didn't realize until the day she died. Fascinating. Amar Rav, right? It reminds of, reminiscent of the Medrash when Avram takes Sarah down to Mitzrayim and he says, now your beauty is a problem. Right? So what do you mean, now you're beautiful? Now I know that you're a beautiful woman. Like, what do you mean? Until now he didn't know? So yeah, so Rashi says that she was very tzanua. So maybe he didn't realize how beautiful she was until it was actually an issue that would endanger their lives. So anyway, so our advice is not to say on that, but Amar Rav, Borei kama tzanui shazu. See how tzanua this woman was. Shol hikir babala, because her husband didn't even realize. Samar Bechia, no, Zudarka Bakach. Ela Kama Tsnu Adamzeh. No, a woman is usually not a Tsanua. Right? But see how Tsnua the guy was, Shalom Hikir Beishto, because he didn't realize that his wife was missing a hand. Right? Akirikach. He never looked at her in a way that, obviously, we can't really relate to these stories, but he wasn't, he didn't look at her in an immodest way to the point where he didn't, realize that she was missing a hand. Okay. Right, so we said in the Mishnah, is this a good place to stop, or we can go a little bit weiter. A little bit weiter. We can get to the two dots on the dollar of olive. Okay, we said Zucharim Yotzim Levuvim. We said that these male sheep can go, the rams can go out Levuvim. So the Gemara says, "My Levuvim." What does that mean? Am Rav Huna Tutari, in pairs. So this is what she says, that apparently these rams used to be strapped to each other so they wouldn't escape. Okay. So my mashma, the high levuvin lishna kruvehu. How do you know that levuvin means that they are next to each other? The chthir, the pasuk says levatini achosik ala. Right, you have captured me, my bride. So as you see, the word levatini levuv means they're one next to each other. They're captured. They're tied together. Okay. Ula amar. Ula says no. Or shekoshin lahem neged libam. It's some sort of leather that is tied over their hearts. So that wolves, if a wolf attacks, so it'll bite the kind of like a shield or a heart guard or whatever, and that'll be fine. So the Gemara says 1 second, even ascharin naflu and the cave is low naflu. So, but you're only protecting the males. That's not so nice. What, wolves don't hunt female sheep? So the Gemara says, yeah, mishum demasku beresh edra, because you're right, because the ze'evim. Usually sheep, when they're attacked, they'll form some sort of defense posturing, and the males are at the outside, or at the front. So therefore, the wolves will attack the males, and therefore you have to protect the males, but not necessarily the females. Gemara says, it was even Beresh Edra Nafle. 1 second. Wolves don't attack the front. Besof Edra Lo Nafle. Besof Edra Lo Nafle? What, they only attack the front, not the back? Ella, Gemara says, no. Mishum Dishmane. Right? The males are fatter than the females, and therefore the wolves are going to go after the good meat and not the bad meat. Gemara says, "Uben akevos like a shmane, but you don't have any fat female sheep. Sumi yade ben honey la honey, and do the wolves know the difference? Well, they only attack. They must be fat females and fat males, and therefore the wolves are not going to differentiate between the males or females." So Gemara says, "Elam mishum de zakfe chotmayu umasku kidavu." Apparently, the way the sheep walk. Is with their what's it called? There's what's that? Right, meaning they keep their heads up. Right, Rashi says, "Mabitin kanan lakan." The males look from side to side. Lefichach mitzkanayim b'hem kisobrim shirotzim leilachabem. So the wolves think that the rams with their horns are going to attack them. So therefore, the wolves attack back, and therefore that's why they attack the males and not the females. Okay. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, "Or shekoshen lahem tachas zachrusa." No, it's a piece of leather that goes underneath their private area. Kedei shelo yalu al hanakevos, so they won't mate while they're in the field. So mimai, why do you know? Midkani seifa, because it says the seifa. What's the next part of the Mishnah? Varechelos yotos shechuzos, because the female sheep can go out shechuzos. My shechuzos sheochzin ha'alia shelahem lamala, that their tails are upwards. They're kind of pinned to their bodies. Kadesh yalo lahem zacharim, so that the males will mate with them. So reisha kadesh lo yalo on the kevos. The first one, therefore, is talking about when you're trying to make sure the sheep won't mate with each other. The seifa, and the second thing, kadesh yalo lahem zacharos, so that the seifa is talking about something that you're doing to the females, so that they will actually end up mating. So my mashma. The high shchuzos listen to the galoyhu, and how do you know that the word shchuzos means that it's open and kind of I guess open? Dichtiv, the book says, "Vinei shalik roso shis zonav v'notzera slave." Right, exposed shis is the word you're looking for, right? That's shchuzos. I guess shis zonav shchuzos is, I guess, a little bit similar, that a woman who is exposed like a zona. Okay. Tomorrow, have a wonderful day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.